97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick with you this morning, coming at you live from Twinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, ordinarily joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world today in honor of it being UNC basketball's opening night. We've got Michael Coe here in the studio. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning, Aaron.
Carolina basketball, exciting.
Yeah, definitely. A lot to look forward to this season. Kind of a weird time slot, 9 p.m. on a Monday night for your opening game, but yeah, it is what it is.
What else were we doing on Monday at 9 o'clock?
That is fair, right? That is fair.
Yeah. All right, so what is trending out there in the world?
Yeah, so I just had to share this story that I saw. Harry Potter fans, super fans, I might add, are being urged to not leave socks at the site of a memorial for house elf Dobby at Freshwater West Beach in Wales because of the threat to local wildlife.
And I saw, they eating the socks? Are they taking them?
I guess maybe they see that. Maybe they see like the bundled socks as like food or something.
Are they grabbing the socks and claiming freedom and running away?
I don't know, but just like imagine being a Harry Potter fan and being told that you killed the last sea turtle in Wales because of a dusty old sock that you left at the grave of a fictional CGI elf.
You can't prove it was my sock. Yeah, right. There were dozens of socks. That could have been anyone's sock.
No, they like dissected the turtle's stomach and it said, this is Aaron Keck's sock on it. So,
why is there a memorial there?
Oh, have you seen Deathly Hallows Part 1,
of course,
the movie?
Yeah,
I guess that's the filming location of the house by the beach where they bury him. I'm sure it's not the exact location,
right,
but approximate, yeah.
How far away do you think people travel?
Oh, all over the world.
Leave socks at Dobby's fake grave.
I mean, are you kidding? Like, Harry Potter, the books are been translated into
pretty much every
world language, and the films, specifically Deathly Hallows 1 and 2, set box office records pre-MCU, so I'm sure it's all over the world.
I mean, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I lament J.K. Rowling having gone down the path that she went down, but I am nonetheless a huge Harry Potter fan. I've been to Universal Studios in Florida. I've ridden all the rides. Like, that was super fun. I would not think to travel to Wales to, like, this lonely, sad beach with nothing on it but a bunch of socks and some endangered sea turtles that are just eyeing the socks with, like, weird desire.
There's just so many better things to do in Wales. Just see, like, the gorgeous national parks. But no, you're going to go to some beach where some fictional elf died in a fictional movie 10 years ago.
Now I've got a real quick follow-up question about what better things there are to do in Wales.
It looks like a beautiful country. I don't know. You could travel to the weird sounding towns like La or whatever. That was my best Welsh.
That was good. Yeah. Neris Levy currently listening to this, like, just shaking her head in chagrin and disdain.
If we get nasty letters, just forward them to me.
Well, they're going to be spelled like 80 consonants in a row. It's either Welsh or German, one or the other.
Yeah.
The two languages that have 80 consonants in a row.
Yeah.
Turns out it's Dutch. All right. We're speaking with Michael Coe. Back to Carolina basketball. Expectations this season. Because they're number one in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's super excited about it. I was talking about this with Art Chansky just the other day. They are specifically number one in the nation because of the last five games of the season.
Yes.
Like, had it not been for that specific, very contingent on several games bouncing the right way run at the end of March, beginning of April, like, we would be talking about this team very, very differently than we are now. So what actually are your expectations going into this season?
I think that if they are smart, which I think they are, that they are going to basically set in stone the adjustments they made for that final hot streak to end the season. That is, having RJ Davis be the primary ball handler, having Caleb Love play off the ball, and having your offense go through Armando Bacot, basically.
And just putting Leaky Black on whoever the other team's top scorer is and forget about whether it's the center or the point guard.
Right. Regardless of position. I just think with the team being deeper than it was last year, that's going to give them so much more depth that they were sorely missing, specifically in that second half against Kansas. You think that if they had Pete Nance in there guarding David McCormick instead of Brady Manick, maybe they get that last rebound, maybe they win the game. But that is water under the bridge. It's a new year. Carolina a lot of expectations. They have a relatively easy non-conference schedule, so it wouldn't surprise me for them to build up some wins here before they make their first big road trips of the year.
And if we end up losing early in the NCAA tournament, we can drown our sorrows by traveling to Wales and seeing all of the
amazing
scenery.
That's right, and killing the last sea turtle in the United Kingdom. There you go.